Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yes, Vanessa, the boys survived brekkie and they're going back to their traditional home of the run home later on this afternoon. So Joel and Fletch with you this afternoon. Jimmy Smith, of course, coming up in about half an hour's time, and my special chat with Philadelphia Eagles player Matt Leo coming up soon. But the world of tennis doesn't stop. Seems like only yesterday the first major of the year wrapped up. Well, it kind of was. And now Rinki Hijikata and co are back out there. And in Rinki's case, it's been a successful journey down to Tasmania. Brett Phillips, the host of The First Serve, is on the line. Good morning to you, BP. That's a good way to roll into a start of a new year off the back of a doubles major win for Rinki.
No, he's looking good, the young man. Matt, 21 years of age. Obviously, more people now know about Rinki Hijikata after his triumph on Rod Laver Arena. But he had to reset from, you know, dubs to, you know, just the euphoria of winning a Grand Slam trophy. He jumped on the little Rex propellers going at full speed down to Burnie for the week, Matt, and he played some great tennis. James Duckworth was the top seed. Rinki was the number two seed. And he beat James and beat him pretty convincingly in that final. His level was terrific. He's now at 119 in the world. So we've been trying to project where Rinki can finish by year's end. He has laid a great platform. And now the challenge of going on the road. So he'll head over to the US now, leading into like a Dallas in towards Indian Wells, Miami, and trying to replicate that home form on the road. This is a young man that has spent the vast majority of his sort of formative years on the road, either on tour or in college. So he's really adept to that. And I think he's playing at a level that can certainly see him in double-digit ranking figures at some stage this year.
Do you become a marks man? I mean, if you win on tour, you become a marks man. We know that. But when you win a doubles title at the AO, do you become more of a marked man there, or have you still got to prove yourself singles week in, week out, like he's done here in Burnie?
Yeah, I think that's his absolute priority. So we may not even see Rinki step up and play a hell of a lot of doubles this year. That's really the unknown. I mean, he and Jason Kerbel are very different schedules, different stages of their singles journey. So the top priority is singles, and that's why he's had to go back to the ATP Challenger Tour this week, because you've still got to win those tough matches, those grinding matches, if he's going to crack it into the top 100. So it's a totally different ball game. The AO was a surprise. It's a bonus. It's something on the resume that he would never have expected. But his real focus and grind is to, you know, go to places like Burnie, go to other places where it's not the same atmosphere, and you've got to bring your best to the table. And look, I'm a huge fan. I think he's got the makings of someone that can have a sustained career, not just be a flash in the pan and drop away.
Good stuff. First serve tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Saving Time. So live tonight on the SEN Network. What's on the list tonight?
Well, we'll have the other Burnie winner, Storm Hunter, who wins her first title as Mrs. Hunter over the weekend in Burnie on the women's side. I'm really hoping Storm can get back up towards that top 100, Matt, this year. It's all been about the doubles last year inside the top 10. So Storm will have a really good chat to us. In fact, we're going to do a really big Aussie projection tonight on the show, and want plenty of people to weigh into that by calling in tonight, and lots of other tennis news bubbling around. The Davis Cup on the weekend, if I just close my eyes, my goodness me, the sounds, whether it was coming from Chile or Colombia or the Netherlands, it was just music to my ears, Matt. That roar of a home Davis Cup crowd. Please, organisers out there, all you seven governing bodies, come together and save this competition so that we don't just play 1 week of home and away. We play maybe 3 or 4 weeks, because it was brilliant. The crowds, they turned up in huge droves. So we'll drill down a bit further on that tonight.
I like it. Good on you, Brett. Have a good show tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
The first serve tonight right here on SEN, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, so 7 p.m. for our Queensland listeners, or tune in via the SEN app. Back after this, Matt Leo will join us from the Philadelphia Eagles.